In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the 24th day of the blessed month of Ba'una. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. While our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my fathers and my brethren, Amen. On this day, St. Moses the Black, whose life story is remarkable, was martyred. This saint took the kingdom of heaven by force. Exactly as our Lord Jesus Christ said, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. In his early life, St. Moses was a slave to people who worshiped the sun. He was a mighty man who loved to eat and drink excessively. He killed, robbed, and committed all evil. No one could stand up before him or challenge him. On many occasions, he lifted up his eyes to look to the sun and to talk to it, saying, "O sun, if you are God, let me know it." Then he said, "And you, O God, whom I do not know, let me know you." One day he heard someone saying to him, "The monks of Wadi al-Natrun know the real God. Go to them and they will tell you." Instantly he rose up, girded his sword, and went to the wilderness of Shahid. He met St. Isidorus, the priest, who was frightened when he saw him, because of his appearance. St. Moses comforted him by saying that he came to the monks so that they might let him know the real God. St. Isidorus took him to St. Macarius the Great, who preached to him, taught him the faith, and baptized him. He accepted St. Moses as a monk and taught him to live in the wilderness. St. Moses dashed in many warships and fought a spiritual fight which was greater than that fought by many saints. However, the devil fought him intensively with his old habits of excessive eating, drinking, and fornication. He informed St. Isidorus about everything which came upon him in his fight with the enemy. He comforted him and taught him how to overcome the snares of the devil. It was told about him that when the elders of the monastery slept, he used to go around to their cells and take their water pots and fill them with water which he brought from a well at a far distance from the monastery. After many years in spiritual struggle, the devil envied him and struck him with a sore on his foot, which made him sick and bedridden. When he knew that this was from the devil, he increased in his asceticism and worship until his body became as a burnt wood. God looked to his patient, healed his illness, and removed all his pains. The blessing of the Lord came upon him. After a while, he became the father and the spiritual guide to 500 brothers who elected him to be ordained a priest. When he came before the patriarch to be ordained, the patriarch wanted to test him by asking the elders, "Who brought this black here? Cast him out." He obeyed and left, saying to himself, "It's good what they have done to you, O black-colored one." And the patriarch, however, called him back and ordained him a priest and said to him, "Moses, all of you now has become white." One day he went with some elders to St. Macarius the Great, who said to them, I see among you one to whom belongs the crown of martyrdom. Saint Moses answered him, probably it's me, for it is written, for all they that take with the sword shall perish with the sword. After they returned to the monastery, it did not take long until the barbarians attacked the monastery. He told the brethren, whoever wants to escape, let him escape. They asked him, and you, father, why do you not also escape? He replied that he had waited for this day for a long time. The barbarians entered the monastery and killed him with seven other brothers. One of the brethren was hiding and saw the angel of the Lord with a crown in his hand standing by, awaiting for him.